You ready to kick this off, Craig?
Sure. Is there anything we're adding or changing to this here shebang?
No. During topic two, I'm going to talk about the survey that they put out asking you to pick the next character.
How dare you derail this show with something like
that? Oh, yeah. Good thing to talk about.
I've already forgotten who the choices were.
I already know what you've chosen. So even if you don't remember, I will do a Brian is absent from the show style imitation of you and tell everybody what you picked.
Wait, I pooped my sleeping shirt?
You did not poop your sleeping shirt. You're okay. But I did it yesterday for Ray, and Ray liked it, so I'm going to try it again, but less offensive.
It was
less R-rated.
It was dead on. He knew exactly what you're going to say.
What was the topic in that podcast that you're talking about me here?
We did it off the air, but it was our Tuesday atheist podcast. But afterwards, I asked Ray about it, and I was like, and I did my Craig, and he was like, "Nope, I wish we would have recorded that." I said, "All right, I'll try to redo it for the show."
Oh, right. Yeah, now I remember who I picked. There you go.
Which, in my mind, confirms that Ian is 100% correct.
I have one other listener comment for the listener comment sections.
Oh, my God.
So those two things.
This episode's going to be 4 hours long.
Nope, we're gonna stay focused. I can feel it.
Okay.
Episodes where we have a special guest never run long.
All right, I'm ready. Are you ready? We all ready? Yep. Y'all ready for this?
Sure.
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 48th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me, as always, KS72, SneakyBeat15, better known as Radian, sorry. Founder of Puzzle I had remembered in last week in my head when I couldn't say SneakyBeat, and it made me laugh, sorry. You know.
I thought it was, no, I thought you bungled Ray's. I thought you called him...
Sneos, Nefy Snoo.
Sneos, Nefy Snoo.
Right, that's what it was. My brain doesn't work. Hey, guys, we have a special guest this week.
Woo!
Our very first fan that we met in person who did not murder us in Atlantic City in a CD bar.
I was not getting murdered in Atlantic City in a CD bar. Like, that's already a leg up. But when it was a prearranged murder,
yeah,
and it didn't go down, that's fantastic. So three cheers for our very own noble brown coat.
Hey!
Hello.
Hey, Rick, how's it going?
It's going well.
Yeah. Excellent.
And I still owe you guys drinks because I couldn't get you all in the same room for long enough to actually buy you around. So.
Yeah, I blame Ian.
Yeah, sorry. I blame me as well. This whole fatherhood thing was not well thought out.
Yeah, I don't know what you were doing.
It seemed reasonable at the time.
Nope.
I was
the correct
delirious.
Answer is to stay a dink forever. That's where it's at.
Yeah, I know. I'm secretly envious.
All right. We're covering the week of... What is this? July 20th through July 27th, 2016. For your jibba jab that's going on, your Deadpool dailies. Wednesday is a Red Black Widow. Thursday, Purple Loki. Friday, Black Dream Warrior. Saturday, Purple Squirrel Girl. Sunday, Blue Doom. Monday, Blue Mystique. Tuesday, Red Hulk. And Wednesday is Blue Sam Wilson. For your 5-day, 4-star crash! Of the Titans. 716 was Thing. I dumped a big boatload of ISO into my thing and pulled that one off. How fare ye?
Nay.
Just that simple. That's all you're doing.
I tried it, but again, 103 just isn't cutting it. I'm not quite there.
Right. In this case, the zero doesn't matter whatsoever.
No.
Right.
No, not at all. But 1-3 wasn't enough, I don't think.
Right.
Just for levels. Having that cover in there.
Yeah, so my 352, which is not leveled, I got him up to 147 previously, and I was able to pull it off again. It took me 6 tries, but they were all fast tries. Either I got fireballed and died, or I didn't and finally got to pull it off. So.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Rick, how fare you?
I actually didn't think I was going to do well. He's, I think, a 221 for me at level 111. That's as high as I could get him, and... My first try, I got close, so I decided I'd give it another shot. And on my second try, thing had something like 253 health or something like that. And I could either match a green, which is a weaker match for... Or no, a stronger match. And have my power, but, you know, leave him his black match or match the black. And anyway, so I matched, got my power. It was his turn. He matched. The damage took me down to, I think, 53 hit points. If there was any bit of a cascade, it would have killed Thing. But he survived, so I was able to get off my Yancey Street and knock him out and get my token.
Nice!
Yeah, it was...
Way to build the suspense.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. I have got to pump some ISO into him and try harder next time. I'm just bad at this game, apparently. Yeah.
I think I dumped like 200,000 ISO into mine and got him up to level 229. So
easy street.
Yeah, it was not that big a deal. Coming up next on the 21st is Captain Falcon.
Ray's got that on lock.
Because we know how Ray can dive bomb like there's no tomorrow with Captain
but
Falcon.
But he can put out some really potent shields.
Right. Yeah, those shields are glorious.
Just drag out the match for as long as possible.
Do we know who it's against by any chance? I don't.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Nope.
I was just curious.
Ian, what's your Captain Falcon at? Mine's at 132.
Without a reliable document in front of me to tell me, I'm going to have to assume. Where's Blue on his lineup?
Middle,
yeah.
040.
Oh.
I think.
The one power that doesn't do damage or give you protection.
Yes.
That's super useful for you.
Yeah.
And then coming up on the 26th is the ever evil Teen Gene.
Yeah.
Boy, I hate her.
Oh, that I can't wait for.
I don't know what I have.
So, Captain Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I have it 3-4-2, but because of dying on the vine and trying to bring up two stars, which we'll get to later, I don't know if I'll have enough ISO to make them high enough, but I've got the covers, so that's a possibility. Teen Gene is going to be another one of those cakewalks. I think I have her at 209-544.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'll be able to do that one in my sleep.
Yeah.
Mine's a 135, and she's in the poop pile. She's level 111.
What's that purple do at 1? Does it get rid of tiles? Because
sure
that might
do
still be useful.
I don't know, but we can all look and see now, right?
Deals damage. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Don't skip ahead. Don't skip
no,
ahead.
I'm skipping ahead.
It does 460 damage to the enemy team and converts 3 random enemy strike protect or attack tiles to basics.
It's just having that power as a way to clear special. I don't remember who she fights, but just having it as a way to clear enemy special tiles might make that doable with 5 green.
Yeah, I might have to put some ISO into her, give her a few levels for hit points, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I have her at 192, 351, so I am going to bring her in there and hope that they make critical matches.
Yeah, really.
You just got to keep setting up the board so they keep getting 5 in a row.
Yeah, exactly.
Just be like, okay, I move this here, and next turn they'll make a match. And
just try to do it in a color that they don't have so that they don't turn around and smack you silly.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be nice. 3 is good, though. I like her 3. It's pretty good. Her purple is pretty strong. Yeah, that's what it's going to be about.
Ian's got no idea, so we'll just guess he's got it at a 1-1-4.
Nope, not that good. 1-1-2 is more likely. Actually, 1-0-2 is more likely.
How about 0-1-2?
Oh, so close. There you go. There you go.
All right. For your story events... Wow, apparently I made it Rocket and Gore.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was my favorite typo this episode. Meet Rocket and Gore.
Gore, Gore. Gore, Gore. I haven't heard that for a long time. All right, so Meet Rocket and Groot is up and going now. 20,500 will get you a battery man. 25,000 for the CP. Top 10 folks get a Ghost Rider. And 11,200 are vision covers. For good times, coming up next, starting on Thursday, probably before you've even listened to this, is the new Ultron. We will talk about more of that later, but always enjoy the boss battles.
While I'm okay with proceeding forward, let's set back for 1 second. It is not 25k for the command points. It is 35k for the command points.
Oh, fine.
Correct. Just want to be sure we don't have to come back later on that.
Typos?
I've already got 29,000 points, and I'm like, no, that can't be right, because I haven't got it yet.
Fine. So I fat-fingered a number. For your PvP events, Stay on Target wrapped up during this week.
Stay on Target.
Exactly. Get out of there, Porkins. Fattest guy in the fleet, named Porkins. All right.
Poor Jack.
800 purple, 800 got your purple bullseye, 1,000 was a black Nova, 1,300 for the CP as always. First place was a melon head, and 2 to 100 was even more vision, which brought you into made man. 800 for blue vision, 1,000 for yellow melon head, 1,300 for the CP. Top spot is Punisher to the max, and 2 through 100 are Rocket and Groot covers. And this is a reminder, season 29 down to 4 days, so when next we speak, we should be in the sadness that is the in-between season events.
Right.
Depending on what that event is. Sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's not so much, especially when they break it and scale it wrong.
if they bust out, what was it, Children of the Atom again or something? Ugh.
Oh, it could be, because last time it was, what, Divine Champions? As long as it's not Balance of Power.
Oh, I hate that one the most.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
they may do
does.
The Children of the Atom and the Black Vortex combo.
Oh,
the two
yep.
X-Men
sure.
stories. I feel like I haven't
sure.
seen them in a while.
Yeah, stupid.
I don't know. I think I'm going to vote for Balance of Power. I got my Juggernaut up fully leveled now, so I'm gonna try him out.
Balance of Juggernaut is always the worst.
Yeah.
Right before I got my Juggernaut, you know, leveled up, they changed the one star scaling so that he wasn't as strong in Balance of Power, if I remember correctly.
They did adjust it.
They
but
did something.
He's still ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. So hey, as we said, special guest this week, Rick's on. So Rick, tell us where you're at in this game. What you got going? What do you like to do? What you got?
So I am on day 933, which is really exciting because tomorrow is going to be a legendary token. The following day is going to be 25 CP.
Ooh,
nice. Wow.
So that's a good week.
Yeah, a couple
up.
Tokens back to back there.
Yep. I've been playing since day one. The day it came out, I thought, I've heard of Puzzle Quest and I heard it was good and I love Marvel. Let me download it on Steam. And then I figured out I could play it on my tablet a day later and played on my tablet almost every day, but not quite. And then eventually got sucked in fully and have been playing every day since however long ago that was. Just slowly learning more and more about the mechanics so I can do slightly better as time goes on. And then getting Old Man Logan and forgetting about all those mechanics because who needs them?
I hate all you people.
My favorite combo right now is Iron Man 40 and 4-star Thor.
Oh,
and
yeah.
whoever else you want to put in there. Usually Old Man Logan because he's my tank, but even in a PvP, sometimes I like playing with them. It's really satisfying to just load up the board with those charge tiles and then just smite all your enemies, all your stunned enemies down one by one. That's
she
really
is a
gratifying.
Yeah, I agree. I really wish I could get a couple more covers for her and max her out, but you are correct.
I have her there. I just don't have the ISO to champion her because of poor decisions I make. but she'll be one of my first champions. Her and Teen Jean are both championable. But,
wow.
You know, I tend to always, you know, that's my preferred combo. It's not always the best. I climb PvE and PvP with Old Man Logan and a okay covered Phoenix that I haven't leveled at all. And then usually end up at the end of my PvP with whoever the featured character is, of course, Old Man Logan, and then whoever I have that's boosted for that last, you know, 300 or so. My play is mostly PvP. This recent change, I'm sure we'll talk about in a little bit, has made me able to play PvE. You know, there are definitely some things they still need to work on, but being able to get the points at your own pace is going to really help me get that 25 CP on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
But PvP, I can typically now hit 1,000 with a little bit of effort. Sometimes I make good decisions and I can get it without using too many shields. Other times, like this stay on target, I get bored one day, start the event way too early, and have to end up using 2 1-day shields and end up paying 600 hero points for my Black Nova and realize it probably wasn't worth it. But
it doesn't sound worth it.
No, that's I didn't want to. I was on vacation and I was up late because I was on vacation, so I played the crap out of it and then ended up shielding and then finishing it off last night and then realizing I had way too much time left and had to shield again. And then today, right before it ended, tried to make a push, but I almost never get to 1300. I'm not quite there yet. I get attacked way too much. I need a carnage. I need a good defensive carnage team to be able to not get attacked, I think. But I typically, you know, play to about 650 to 750. And, you know, if I have a lot of time left, I take a break, take a hit, however much I go down, and then I try to make a push for 800. And then depending on how difficult that event was, and depending on what the 1K cover is, if it's worth my time, decide whether or not I'm going to, you know, push for that 1K. But I've been getting consistently better at it. And last season was the first time I hit 10K for the whole season and got that 25 CP.
Wow.
So that was fun. That was a first for me, a huge kind of milestone, one of those things I never thought I'd be able to do.
So was that the first season that you're now in the Longbox Heroes? Is that the first season you were with them?
I think it might have been the second. I'm okay. not sure. I'd have to go
remember
back
exactly when you joined.
Me neither. I think it was the second.
Yeah, yeah, nice. 10,000 is, wow.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it's, way more playing than I got.
Well, I'm at that point. Well, so I spend most of my evenings on my couch with my wife watching TV. And if it's a show, depending on how invested I am in the show or movie we're watching, I'll play Puzzle Quest. You know, so that's typically how I get that done that way. And then just a little bit of extra time spent, usually I can get there. And I like to go for my favorite, you know, event is the one that goes Thursday or Wednesday to Friday, because I usually stay up late Friday night, so I go for that last slice and just can hit it in the middle of the night and pop a 3-hour shield if I need to. You know, I'm at that point in the game where I need 4-star covers, and you know that 1K is you know exactly what you're getting. You're not rolling a token. I can look at it and say like, oh well, this is another Black Hulk Buster. I've got 5 of those. This isn't going to help me. I can take it easy this event, you know, or it allows for targeted cover.
Sure. Development. So, absolutely.
Yep.
Cool.
Well done. Craig.
Ian.
There's a lot of things happening in this game.
All right.
Tell me about at least one of them.
Sure. Let's talk about Ultron.
Holy smokes.
Let's talk about chicks, man.
Chicks, man.
Thanks. All right. So Ultron has come back around. There are some changes this time around. Things that are new. There is only one chapter for the event. It will be Avengers versus Ultron. Ultron will now make matches on his turn. Besides, you know, placing his bombs and blowing up the bottom row.
Ouch.
So
that sounds scary.
Yeah, it sounds like he's going to be dishing out way more damage this time around, because I'm assuming he's going to count as a 5-star for match damage, you would think.
I would assume probably. As well.
Well, maybe not in the early round or something, but...
Yeah.
All right, so Ultron missions have 8 mission rewards. 3 1 command point rewards, 2 500 ISO rewards, 2 250 ISO, and 1, everyone's favorite, critical boost. Woo! More critical boost! And then,
at least they're sticking them at the end there, where it's kind of like a you did it reward instead of like a, you know, middle tier thanks for your time.
They're the worst.
You know, if you don't quite make it to the end, you know, you're just leaving a critical boost on the table. No big deal.
There are the Ultron Sentry missions where you fight his flunkies. They have 4 mission rewards. 1 is a standard token, 1 500 ISO 8 reward, 1 250 ISO, and yet again another critical boost. Alliance points rewards. 70,000, 120,000, 350,000 all will get you a Ultron token. Those are the first 3 rounds. Round 4 for 880,000 gets you a She-Thor green cover. No, I'm a liar. 3-star Thor green cover.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure modern doesn't mean goddess.
It does not, even though in my brain that is exactly what that means. That's okay, not what it means in the game.
That's what we want it to be, even if she doesn't have a green cover.
Right, right. It's true. So she's a red, yellow, blue character that doesn't work out so well. But round 5 for 1.8 is another Avengers versus Ultron token. Rounds 6, 7, and 8 at 3 million, 4.8 million, and 9.7 million, respectively, get you blue melon head, yellow melon head, and purple melon head. So,
nice.
Melon, melon, melon coming at you.
In the perfect order. It makes it so that I'm okay if we don't finish round 8.
Because you don't need the purple.
I've already got 5 purple.
Yep.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, it seems that everyone seems to get the purple one first. So I don't know why that is. So maybe they did that on purpose.
I don't know, but I really want the other two.
Yeah. For your player rewards, let's pull out the ones that are remotely important. 189,500 gets you a token, Ultron token.
Yeah.
500,000 gets you a vision. 711,000 gets you the next Ultron token, and 900,000 will get you the command points.
Sweet. So, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. This is forever.
Yeah, and this is the first big test for the Puzzle Warriors Alliance.
It's true. This will be the first boss event in the new Alliance. So we need everybody on deck. Everybody show up. Play starting tomorrow. Beat down the Ultron.
Yep. Get it done, guys.
I'll actually
try hard. Exactly. Well, not exactly.
with how well Longbox Heroes did for the Civil War, which is right around the time I think I joined, I think we're going to be doing well again versus Ultron. Unless match damage ends up being devastating. I could use those Charles covers, but to be honest, I never level him because I can win the 4-star that, you know, Crash of the Titans at a low level because I just popped that purple. So he's just sitting there at level 78.
Yeah,
I really like him, though. I've already got him up to 192. He's prepped and ready to go, even though I only have 1 yellow.
I love the way he plays, but I got to be honest, if I see him in PvP, he's a target.
Yeah,
and people
he really
love
is.
Playing him with like gray suit or something, and she's not really that scary if you can prevent her from. She's dangerous in the long game. So, you know, you take out a quick Charles, focus down gray suit, and then depending on who the character is.
It's usually Wanda.
Yeah, yeah, but
you know, it's Charlie's Angels, and I get sick of seeing it some days. But
yeah, but it's. I love the way he plays. I just wish he had a little bit more survivability. I mean, it was a little bit scarier.
If you can protect him and let his brain keep up in your special tiles, he can get dangerous real fast.
Oh, yeah. Very quickly.
For sure.
You have to take him out first. It's not even like he's easy to take out, which he has low hit points. But if you don't, he'll hurt you big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine getting sick of that. I mean, could you imagine just playing the same three characters over and over again?
That's ridiculous.
It's outrageous.
Outrageous. But in that alliance, you get a fair amount of heavy hitters in that alliance now. You should be able to plow through Ultron.
I'm really optimistic
because
you guys
we had smoked Civil War pretty well when we were in there.
Yeah.
So
the challenge will be hitting it fast so that you get all the rewards.
All right, next patch 105. Holy smokes, was there some stuff happening here? Most of them good. One of them the worst thing ever. People at Demiurge.
Sorry, they grant so many of your wishes. In order to balance the scales, sometimes they have to take some wishes away.
All right, let's get to the good stuff. All right, hold on. Are you sitting down for the hint?
Yes.
All right, the big clue for this week is take wing. What you got?
Angel?
Make me super excited if it was Archangel, but they're not doing X-Men anymore.
Right. Yeah. It seems so plausible, though. But then again, I could only assume that, I don't know, does Black Bolt have wings? Is Black Bolt confirmed?
Absolutely. But you see, when Black Bolt goes places, he uses an airplane. So he takes wing to get from place to place.
Sure.
This one has me a little stumped.
Yeah, I'm trying to come up with actually other people who, you know, have wings.
I mean, the only one that makes me happy is Archangel. I just don't see it happening.
Right.
We've already got plenty of Falcons. It can't be another Falcon.
Is it, Craig, do you think that it could be Dazzler singing a cover of Take These Broken Wings by Mr. Mister?
It could
Dazzler be. Confirmed.
Oh, speaking of which, where did I see this? Was that on our Facebook page?
It was the Facebook.
I'm sorry, I need to look who it was now because you should get credit for this because it was GD
amazing. Made the 5-star Dazzler?
They did Photoshop up a 5-star Dazzler. And the power names were awesome. Like, the whole thing was just amazing.
I have no idea who the new character is, but
I'm cheating by looking on a wiki.
Oh no.
No, not spoilers, a Marvel wiki. Not a Puzzle Quest
people
wiki.
Who have wings?
And I'm really hoping it's not Namor because of his dumb little feet wings.
Whoa, back that down. Whoa. That is Marvel's first mutant. One of the greatest characters in Marvel Comics. There will be no bashing on the Submariner around here. Whoa.
He is the Lord of Atlantis, and Craig is his number one supporter.
Oh, okay.
Here.
So I found the Photoshop from Jesse Tipton.
Oh, there you go.
And it was a 6-star Dazzler.
Oh, okay.
Whose subtitle was Disco Diva Extraordinaire, and her three powers were Disco Ball, Boogie Wonderland, and I Will Survive. And that made me so freaking happy when I saw that. So thanks to you. Shout out, Jesse Tipton.
Right. I was going to say, if that's who I think it is, then he gets a big bang bang for me as well.
Because, man, I saw that and I was like, oh, that is awesome.
He's one of the Alliance members that friended me. Anyone that hits it will do it, but I don't use Facebook enough to bother. and he updated his cover photo to that picture.
Nice.
I got a little notification on my feed. I was like, oh yeah, good on you. That's a good.
But yeah, it's the cover from like Dazzler number one in March of whatever that was, 70, whatever they invented Dazzler.
Right.
And man, she's got like Kiss makeup on her face and stuff. Like, it is tremendous.
All right. So what great things did they do for us, Craig? Because I can name a few, but people want to hear the official word.
Okay. Here's the greatest one, in my opinion. When viewing a character's power level bar, you can select a power level to reveal the description as if your character had the... Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes?
We're all still here.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Yeah, something messed up there. I got a very loud mechanical sound, and everything went silent.
Was it as if millions of voices cried out in terror, and then were suddenly silenced?
It was similar.
No, it was just yours.
Oh. It's like one robot voice cried out in terror and was suddenly silenced. All right, well, back to that.
Now I've lost my whole train of thought.
All right, sorry.
It derailed. All
right,
Craig. So...
yeah, so they made us a whole bunch of good changes before they made you really angry.
Yes.
What was the number one change for you?
For me, it's the power level bar. Now selecting a power level reveals the description as if your character already had that power level. So yeah. Now finally you can click on each power level and see what previous level is going to be.
Yeah,
you know,
was.
If you want to lower a power, you know, you don't have to go online to go see what it was or... you know, what is level 5 going to get me? You know, it's tremendous improvement. 2 thumbs up.
Oh, my God. They went above and beyond with that. That's outrageous.
That's great.
Yeah, that was heavy duty.
I got to say, I never actually looked to see how it worked. So now I'm doing it, and I'm just playing with it.
Yeah,
looking it out. That's great.
It's the stuff.
Right.
To the corollary to that is a button now displays below the drop power level button, allowing you to see a description of the previous power level.
Yeah,
so
also helpful.
If you're going to lower a power... you can now see what that's going to do right from the same screen. How awesome.
Yeah.
Goody, goody.
That I've always wanted as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It wasn't a big deal once championing came along, because you could just bounce it back and forth, but I don't want to push the screen that many times. Just show it to me.
Yeah.
Sure.
This one, which I could really care less about, maybe some people like it. Hey, your character collection is now scrollable horizontally.
Yeah.
No, that is really good.
Let me tell you. I didn't know how much I wanted this feature until I got this feature.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with Rick. I thought that clicking over page after page after page was no big deal. I was wrong. It's a huge deal. That swizzle bar at the end that lets me scroll horizontally, oh, it's living.
Well, and it looks nicer, too, because you have you know, more characters, and it's just more fluid. It's a scroll instead of a page flip. It's so much nicer.
Yeah, agreed.
Oh, hey, this isn't on the list, but I'm going to throw this in. That new load screen is the bomb.
Yeah, it is.
Holy smokes, is that nice.
Big, scary Hulk face just pulsing at you.
Shout out to the art team.
This one and the last one.
Yeah.
They figured out how to do, like, double effects, like fade-in effects.
So nice.
And you can tell that they're just really proud of themselves. And I'm glad they're doing it. Just keep on bringing them.
Yeah, those have been sweet.
One of my biggest complaints is that they changed... I love when they changed the load screen, and then they changed it to Cho, and I swear it was Cho
for
like
6 years.
Oh, it was
Cho for 8 months, I swear, I know.
Yeah. Forever.
Man, that was probably some deal with Marvel where they had to like really pump totally awful Cho for a long time.
Yeah, maybe.
Now our only Hulk. Sadness in the Marvel Universe.
I heard the book's good. I'm just not going to bother to read it.
Yeah, Bruce Banner's all dead, so... what are you going to do?
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Spoilers. Caution. Yeah. Join Forces missions, where you get a character provided. A copy of the character with more levels and more power levels is selected. The game no longer selects the player's character by default.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, so
that's nice.
That was really annoying when you had a one cover character and didn't want to use it. Well, I can't tell you how many times I'd be making that push to 800 or 1,000 and trying to go fast so I don't get hit, and then I'm... loading up a character with one cover. Thanks.
Yeah, I've been there. So that's a sweet feature there. All right, I'm gonna skip the next one and save it till the end because man, does it make me angry.
Okay.
All right, so skipping ahead, the match hit now correctly shows the proper tiles when converted to one to another color using a power. Hooray!
Yay!
Game Fine once fix. Again shuffles properly if the last Hooray. Match remaining on the board is locked. Hooray! War Machine's Aerial Assault once again creates attack tiles after the Aerial Assault countdown tile is locked and then unlocked.
Huzzah!
Don't use War Machine, so didn't notice. All right.
Same.
The Raise Level button no longer loses functionality if a character was partially leveled in R103 or earlier.
That sounds annoying.
That does.
Yeah. That really does. I'm glad I didn't encounter that.
All right.
I'm glad I don't partially level guys.
Ah. All right, and now the worst thing that they have done in quite some time... Anthony, if you're listening, whoever's listening, listen up.
No.
Stop screwing with Venom.
Oh, you like him the way he is now?
No. Make him good again. Nope. Hold on, I got the coughs.
Uh-oh. Hey, are you okay?
Okay, I think I'm better. Phew. All right, so they took his, you know, as we know a while ago, once I made a comment about how there's a million ways to make web tiles now, so one-star Venom could actually kill people, you know, like, they're like, nope, gotta fix that. Now they've decided to make his purple power useless. So
right.
Now it does the first time you use it, it's going to need web tiles on the board before it will stun anyone. So you can't do anything with it unless you have it at level 5.
Yeah, I don't really understand that, because isn't that the only way he puts web tiles out?
It is. So his one power that makes web tiles, that's the only thing it does at level 1. It makes a web tile. At level 2, you have to have like 4 web tiles on the board before it does anything. And minus and minus. Once you get it to level 5, now it will actually stun a person. And what's even worse, they took away the whole team stun that level 5 used to get you. The one thing that actually made him useful was that he could stun the opposing team. So all of you crybabies out there who whine about the fact that when you have to fight against Web Venom, he stunned my old man Logan. Oh, shut up! Good lord, right. You've made this character useless, and it makes me sad.
So
It shouldn't make you that sad. One, what scenario can you envision where you are trying to use one star Venom and you don't have his pink at a 5, his purple at a 5, and his black at a 5? Are you going out there with a 3-4 Venom and trying to get things done?
If when you're first starting out the game, sure you are.
No, you are not. You do not have access to Venom, and you know better than to use Venom. Because Venom has and always will be. Beyond the prologue, one-star characters serve no purpose other than to get you to 2,500 extra ISO for completing the Deadpool daily.
Yeah, you know what I use every day for that? Venom.
Yep, you dump him. Dump him and start using Iron Man or Juggernaut like everybody else.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to be I ended up rostering Juggernaut because apparently the developers have clearly made it clear. There is only one-star character, and it's just Juggernaut. So they might as well just delete all the rest of them.
And that's his... First of all, one-star Iron Man works just fine.
Yep.
Secondly, that is Juggernaut's only opportunity to shine. Eddie Brock Venom is still there, and he is excellent.
Well, they should make a 5-star Juggernaut.
Or a 4-star, and that would be fine. And when that happens, they can go crazy nerfing 1-star Juggernaut.
Yeah. This makes me sad. See, sad.
Here's why I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
The first is that it really did suck to get stunlocked by Venom. Old man Logan or not. And you're in those heroic PvE events, which are already bad enough, to have go up against a Venom that's stunlocking you while Juggernaut's headbutting you, and Moonstone somehow is good when you're not using her yourself. And the other reason I'm okay with them nerfing Venom into the ground is because it's not Eddie Brock Venom. And
yeah,
why bother if it's not Eddie Brock Venom? So to the trash heap with you.
Nope. I'm still sad. Screwed my Venom.
Seriously, the trash heap has spoken. Nah.
News next. Oh, new mission difficulties. Holy smokes, there's a lot of words coming here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
So they
too long, didn't read.
Yeah, TLDR.
Okay.
So this started on when Rocket and Groot started on the 17th. So the new mission difficulties are now in. They set out to accomplish 4 things, they say. Reduce the negative impact of having 5-star characters with a few covers. Reduce playing the game around a schedule. Hear. Reduce how long battles take. And improve high-level players' ability to perform well in events. Because somehow that was a thing. So, here's what we get. Are you ready? Non-wave missions get more difficult the first 4 times you beat the mission. We saw this in previous tests where you finish a match and the villains go up in level. Wave missions get more difficult the first 2 times you beat the mission. Once a mission has reached its highest difficulty, it's worth 25% less points each time until it is beaten down to 1 point. Every time a mission is beaten past its max difficulty, it takes 24 hours for a mission to be worth the maximum amount of points once again. So there's some mission changes for you. I think we saw all of that in previous tests, but that is now where we are going forward. Overall difficulty, missions in general have a lower mission minimum difficulty than the last run of the tests. Harder missions have a lower maximum difficulty, and required missions have a slightly higher maximum difficulty. Mission rewards. Each mission will have 7 rewards. They might still be changing these. They are still reviewing wave missions and loot tables. The order in which you receive rewards is fixed. So that's a change.
That's a major change.
That's a good change.
Boy, I don't know. It was really nice when you could get that command point randomly on the first time and just not play that one anymore.
Yeah, but how many times did you play 17 matches to get 2 command, or 14 matches to get 2 command points?
Yeah, it's happened.
Yeah, I'll take consistency over RNG any day.
Yeah. All right, so there are 4 different loot tables. The 3 trivial missions and the 2-star required mission are in the easy table. This is all on their website on the D3Go forum if you want to check all this stuff out. The first two hard missions and the 3-star required mission use the hard loot table. And the last hard mission and the 4-star required mission use the hardest loot table. And note, there are different loot tables depending on if the subchapter lasts 1 or 2 days. So the easy table is, you know, a bunch of ISO rewards and 1 standard token. The hard table is ISO, standard token, and the ever-popular crit boost for the finish number 7. The hardest one in a 1-day event, you get a command point on the 4th finish. And then the final one is a crit boost. The rest are ISO. And in the 2-day event, you will get a command point on the 2nd and 4th finishes. The rest being ISO rewards. So you get those command points a little earlier. So if you play each mission 4 times, you're going to get the command points.
Right.
So that's nice.
Yeah, so when I first heard about this, I was totally set against it. I love the randomness. I thought it was a bad idea to get rid of it. Now that I see the table and I see how they have structured it, I am withdrawing my my protest and saying, no, we're going to look at this and we're going to play it a few times. I think I might be on board. I'm not on board yet, but it looks good. It looks decent. I'm willing to go with it for, you know, see how it goes. Postpone my decision.
I'm definitely on board. I love it. I love that I can get, you know, the best rewards in 4 matches. And if I really want to push a little more, I can get a little extra, you know, ISO. On the 2 days, I still only have to do 4 matches to get all the command points. It's just, I mean, the way I play PvE typically, and that may change with the way this has changed, but the way I typically play PvE is I'm just getting those 2 CP for the day. And right. Then I feel like, you know, I can be done with Marvel Puzzle Quest depending on how long it takes me to get those CP. So now knowing exactly what I have to invest just lets me, you know, plan how I'm going to play the game, you know, better.
Sure, and you match that up with the fact that now you have a set number of points that you know you're going to be getting during those first 4 combats. Yeah, I can definitely see it definitely enables you to be able to play the game at your schedule even more. So
that was my biggest problem before. I just couldn't. I tried. There were 2 separate occasions where there were like long weekends and I had days off and I was like, all right, I'm going to set alarms for every 8 hours. I don't have to be up for anything. I'm going to let it interrupt my sleep and just inevitably, I just could never do it. So I can't imagine doing it on a regular week where I actually have things going on and work and times I need to be in bed and stuff like that. And I always hated that play every 8 hours kind of requirement to be able to do decent in PvE. And I always ignored it for that reason.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's going to be good. I'm liking it.
There are definitely some issues that some of the higher-end players have that I see as legitimate. You know, that there still is the idea that if you want to be the best, you have to play as soon as the slice lands so you can get the most out of the points and all of that. And I understand the complaints there, but seeing as how I'm not at that level of play, I'm okay with my, you know, middle-class 4-match CP gather and move on with my life play.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't really get that argument of, oh, if I want to be number one, I have to put a lot of effort into it. Yeah. I'm okay with that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's how being number one works.
Yeah. One of the arguments there is that since it's story and PvE, there shouldn't be a number one. Get rid of the progression rewards, or not progression, but placement rewards entirely. Put everything within the progression. You know, don't make us compete against each other in something that is inherently not competitive. But yeah, I don't know that I totally buy into that either. I'm not at that level. I never place well in PvE. I got lucky once with Moon Knight. Really lucky. I don't even know how it happened. But that was it.
What of Ian's mystery slices
all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. This time I'm getting beat down. Like I'm playing hard because I remembered that Ray said that the CP in this Rocket and Groot is usually really accessible, and I remember last time slacking off until the 3rd node and getting, like, you know, 5,000 shy of where I needed to be, and I was just crushed. So this time I'm like, I'm trying hard, and you know, and I'm doing well. I'm probably not well, I don't know, but I'm probably at, you know, right around 12,000-13,000, and man, I'm barely placing in the top 500 in my slice.
Right.
See, I love these ones that have 2-day events as well.
Right.
And especially now that with the new table, I mean, I can start at the beginning of the 2-day event, hit my 4 matches, get my, you know, 4 CP, and be done for the rest of the 2 days if I want to be. I love that.
All right. That's the news. Oh, no, okay. Wait, Ian, you had more news.
Well, I did. Well, everybody had more news because we got that thing that popped up that said, hey, this is your chance to pick a new character. And I obviously, I'm me, so I know what you've picked. Or I know what I've picked. I've met Craig, so I know what he picked. You know, I know Craig menu popped up and Craig went, oh. And he went, oh, I get to pick someone. And then he went, oh, my options are female War Machine, female Latina Captain America, the 1,000th Spider-Man in this game, and now it's a woman. Oh, look, Medusa, there's a real character. Click. And then he moved on and went, okay, this opens up an opportunity for some more Inhumans down the road. And that was the last we heard of that.
That is entirely correct. That is exactly what happened. I went, blah, blah, blah. Ah, Medusa. All right. Because you know, once they put Medusa in, that means Black Bolt is next. He's next.
Yeah. Take wing. I knew it.
Confirmed. Medusa's crazy hair can make wings.
Sure.
No.
No.
I'll buy it.
Ray, how'd your voting go?
So, unfortunately, I did exactly what Craig did. I did not, not in those words, but I went, I don't know that character, I don't know, oh, look, Medusa. So, that is where I went.
So, I very similar. I am aware of all of these characters, but the only one I actually know is Medusa. I know Silk a little bit. She showed up in the what was the name of that event where...
Which
Nick
one
Fury
is Silk?
Took out the Watcher's eyes.
Is Silk the Spider-Man?
Silk is the female Spider-Man, yeah. Everyone got a secret revealed, and Spider-Man's secret was that someone else got bit, and she was hidden away, and he went and rescued her, and now we have a female Spider-Man. Another one. Or an official one, one that's not alternate universe,
right.
A la Gwen Stacy. And she's a cool character, but I never read her book. I never read a book with America Chavez in it. Riri Williams is brand new. And we're going to get her anyway when she officially takes the Iron Man mantle anyway.
Yep.
And I'm familiar with Medusa, and I think she's a cool character, so she got my vote.
Solid.
So lots of votes for Medusa.
And that's all I've heard, by the way.
What's that, Medusa?
Medusa, yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like everybody's voting for Medusa, yeah. So.
I don't know how you don't do that.
Well, so when that when they're writing up that clue, they're going to have to be really subtle about it.
But no, Rick's entirely right. With Riri, you know, she's coming no matter what, so... You don't need to vote for her.
Yeah, I mean, this is another instance in the comics where Bendis is, you know, making a character that's a, you know, different gender, and Marvel being kind of forward and, you know, not sticking to the typical templates for heroes, and they're going to want to celebrate that in every way that they can.
Sure.
So Riri's going to be in the games for sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, Ray, what do you got in listener comment lands?
There was a ton of listener comments, so I'm going to try and go through them kind of quickly. So there were... a few comments about on last episode, we had mentioned that in one of the changes, it was not having one of the changes was not having 4 stars in the 1-star Daily Deadpool. That was referring to the computer getting a 4-star team up, not a character in the actual, you know, where you'd actually have to fight them. So the team up is no longer going to be a 4-star.
Gotcha.
That makes more sense. I didn't really understand that one either, but I just rolled with it.
Yeah, that's what we did. We're like, yeah, okay, I've never seen it, but whatever.
Yeah. There were a lot of comments about cupcakes. First off, Leonard said, and I thought this was amazing, Leonard has never, to date, come across a cupcake. And
cool.
That's I mean, it's not like in a feat or anything. I kind of feel sorry for you. But,
yeah, really. I sometimes rely on them to get to that 1K, and I've never hit 1,300. I think I've done 1,300 twice in my life. I've never done it without just a string of lucky cupcakes.
Yeah, it makes me amazed that that Leonard is able to get those points.
Yeah.
But we've got a lot of other comments about them from Area Code 212, Estlor, Atheticist, FAHQ 1977. I'm going to try and summarize. So cupcakes, they say the comments are basically that you coordinate with your allies and friends on a chat line in order to get the timing correct. And the idea is, and by the way, I was correct, after you shield, you can't be attacked. However, once you get the cupcake in as a team, you've got a while that people can go and search for you and get you as one of their possible nodes. And then when all your friends have got you in their list and got you as a target, you shield, and then they can attack you, they get the points, and you don't lose your points for it.
So once you can be queued up.
Right.
Pre-shield.
I get it now.
Right.
It all makes sense now.
Once you're queued, the shield doesn't matter, except it prevents you from losing the points. Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. Yeah. That's a good idea. I'm pro cupcake suddenly.
That explains a lot.
And then, of course, if you don't care, and you're not, you know, you find a cupcake and it's not a friend of yours, you can just go ahead and attack them and not care whether they've shielded or not, which is, I think, for the most part, how a lot of people in our alliance are getting them, is they're just finding them by random.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, when I run across one, I'm like, wow, that's worth a lot of points. Totally bashing that.
Yep.
Another point about them is that most people who are doing cupcakes don't ever need them. They're usually the whales that are doing it for the rest of the people. They're the whales that, you know, have the maxed out old man Logans who are racing to the top, getting their points, putting a cupcake in, and letting people go. So, and Nigel Regal, I wanted to mention his post. It was something specifically about
cupcakes. It's not
Nigel Regal? Well, it's definitely Regal. It might be Nigel Regal.
Yeah. It is Nigel. I believe it's Nigel Regal.
Sure.
Sounds like a wrestling reference.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, that would be why I didn't get it.
Sorry, Nigel Regal. Yeah.
So his comment was that without cupcakes, the five-star players just absolutely rule and there's no chance of catching up. The fact that cupcakes exist actually make it possible for people to get the 1,300 points without dumping a load of cash into the game. So there was a whole lot of comments about it, some good discussions on Reddit, and a couple comments as well on the D3 forums if you want to go check them out. But that was the summary.
That's my feeling on it. I've heard people say that being in those groups that line up the cupcake feels like work, and if you want to make it feel like work, good on you. The fact that you're doing it means that someone like me every once in a while can hit 1,300 or has an easy way to 1,000, and I'm all for it.
Right. So, Mitch Jewitz, taking a guess, that's how you pronounce that. He had, since we had talked about Hawkbuster, he came up with, he says that Falcon Captain is a beast with Hawkbuster. Use Hawkbuster at 355 and just use him to power Falcon. His blue adds 3 projectiles, which gives you a total of 11,600 damage with Falcon. You use Falcon's yellow to get 9 projectiles for a total of 18,800 damage, and then you can combine these powers and you can get upwards of like 22,000 points of damage in one dive bomb. To this, I just say, screw everyone. I really want the stupid red Falcon.
And then by their powers combined, they become Captain Planet, and then it all busts loose. Holy smokes.
So I did want to mention that because it did sound like an incredible team up and a new way to use Hawkbuster. He also said that, hey, you guys are awesome. Started listening around episode 29, went back and listened to all the episodes in a couple days, and now he looks forward to it every week. So, hey, thanks.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Also wanted to mention, I didn't think I've ever mentioned him before, Psychold says, really briefly, very tersely, yes, I always call it the look at my butt power when I use Cyclops.
That was, not to ring my own bell, but or toot my own horn, or I pointed that guys out to you when I met you guys at the bar.
You did?
Yep, that you did.
And then I, you know, finally got him as a 4-star, not well covered, but I used him in a time when he was boosted or required or something.
Right, and it's the same animation.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. I noticed that this time around because I've been using him in the lower levels.
Because Scott is a conceited jerk, and he wants everyone to look at him. You cheeky bum looker.
All I think of is stupid sexy Flanders.
Exactly.
I mean, if you've got the glutes, why not show them off?
I guess.
All right, so we had a couple other posts. CTYE, I don't know how you would pronounce that, 85, asks about why are people re-championing their 2-star characters? Wouldn't you just consider that wasted ISO, or am I just missing something here? So I actually did a little bit of research because I had to sell a couple 2-stars to get my 4 up, and there are a couple responses on the forum on Reddit as well. But the whole idea is, you now get 65,000 ISO for selling your max 2-star character. To get the 2-star character from level 15 where they start up to level 94 costs you about 4,000 ISO more than that. It's 69,000 something that you need to be able to do that. Plus then you need the 50 covers to pump them up. So you're losing out on something like 9,000 ISO that you're losing. However, every time you make a champion level, you're still getting rewards. You're getting hero points. You're getting some command points in there.
Some command
extra
points,
covers.
Some heroic covers, some 3-star covers.
3-star covers, yep.
Right. So it really works out that not only are you not losing out, but you're actually gaining a little. It's extra work. I don't see any reason to do it until you need
that ISO.
That quick ISO burst, I agree.
Right. Now, I suppose if you had a very solid four-star roster and you weren't worried about the sudden needs of ISO, that you could just cycle through your two stars and be constantly doing it. But I'm not to the point where I'd want to do that. I want to keep my two stars and use them as a ISO cache just in case.
Right.
So here's the problem I ran into. Like, the first week they implemented this, all I saw was four stars that could get leveled.
Right.
So I just started selling them left and right, and what's now happened is I'm trying to rebuild my two stars because I took that ISO and dumped it into fours. And I think what I want to try to get myself to now is to just make my two stars a kind of closed ecosystem where I always have at least three that are working their way up to max level, and every time I get one at max level, I sell it when I'm able to then just put that ISO right back into another one to level it all the way up and just keep cycling through and keeping that ISO as if it isn't allowed to go anywhere else, because then I get into this, you know, spot where now I'm dumping every 6 days, I'm dumping 69 plus 5 into two stars just to get them back up. But it was real helpful right away to get my Kingpin up and my Jean Grey right when I needed them, so it's a great feature.
Yeah, I really agree with that. I mean, the fact that you can now actually get that ISO burst when you need it, and the recovery of it isn't that bad. I mean, it takes a while to get the 69,000 and then to get them championed again. But if you need the ISO, it's definitely worth it. Have you guys done it, Ian, Greg? Have you sold anybody?
I have.
I did. As a matter of fact, I think we discussed it last week. I ended up selling original Black Widow so I'd have enough to champion three different people. And then I had enough of my one-star unopened tokens that she's back up to 12. So one more cover and then it's re-championed.
Yeah, I sold. I sold Thor. I sold Ms. Marvel, and I sold the Dream Warrior, and have since been building them back up.
I've commented this in a couple places, but the first time I did it, I ended up selling everybody and leveling up Moonstone, Ms. Marvel, and Human Torch.
Wow!
And that was my three-star team for Daily Deadpool, and there were two times in 1 5-day period where my fight was against Colossus, 3-star Human Torch, and 3-star Captain Marvel. So I was playing it with a, you know,
Moonstone
level
90. Only.
Yeah, Moonstone, right. And then two level 15 2-stars that were covered but not leveled yet.
Right.
The first time I won by the grace of a Rolk team-up, the AoE, the green ability.
Right.
It was tough. Yeah, I used a lot of health packs getting through it. The second time, I got really lucky with a lot of red, and Moonstone, her one red power, can actually hit hard if there's a lot of red tiles on the board. So I was able to get real lucky there and do it easily, but that was a challenge.
Interesting. What I took away from that is Moonstone does more damage when there's red on the board?
Yes. Yeah, her red power is, you know...
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that's a good...
Actually, like good... Well, the reason you don't know that is because it's similar to, you know, Captain America, Sam Wilson, you know, more shield tiles on the board does more damage. It's kind of a similar mechanic, so you're just not used to it.
Right.
You'll get there.
I've never rostered Moonstone, ever, so I've never read her powers, maybe once, but all right, we're almost there. Hang in with me. I did want to mention, I now know how to pronounce this user's name, Jenda McLean. She actually used her name, and I was trying to make it into some weird online name. So what Jenda had to share was that the new 5-star Hulk, he has separate health from Bruce Banner. I don't know who, it might have been me that guessed that, but Bruce's health stays the same throughout the match. So when you transform back and forth, his health is whatever his health was when he transformed.
Right.
The Hulk gets a fresh full bar of health every time you transform. It's a lot less than Bruce's, but if you deplete the Hulk's health, it brings Bruce back to where he was. And it does not knock the Hulk out for the rest of the match. The Hulk can come back to full health the very next time that Bruce transforms. So that's how the hit points work for Hulk.
That's going to be... It sounds like it has the potential to be a pretty brutal mechanic. I'm excited.
It really does.
Yeah.
You got to be really well prepared.
Red Zomit also commented that it looks like if you kill the Hulk and he's the last character, he hasn't tested it, but it looks like it takes a turn for Bruce to come back, so it might actually end the game if he's the last character.
Oh, like Phoenix.
Okay. Sure.
Right.
So I don't know that for sure, but that's a guess from him. So
let's go on the assumption that that's true. So what we're going to see from the top players are a Old Man Logan, who you want to fight last because that way he doesn't heal as much. A Phoenix, who you want to fight last so that she just dies and doesn't come back.
Yep.
And a Hulk, who you want to fight last so that when you kill him in Hulk form, he doesn't come back. And you're just going to be rocking hard place there.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. He looks like a beast, which he should.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
So I've only got two very short other comments. Jordan from Jersey said that he's too squeamish and antisocial to be a serial killer.
Yep, basement full of boiled goat heads. I know it.
And the last thing, Scrognar Gutentag, who I just love mentioning because that rolls off the tongue so fun.
Right.
He said, he called me the 710 splitter of the cover world.
You really are.
Yeah.
Fact that I constantly get these characters at 550 or whatever. So, the 710 split. That's what that's going to be known as now. So, there you go. That's all the comments.
Sweet.
All right.
Hey, Ian, guess what time it is?
Time for you to get a watch?
Sorry. Just completely threw me out.
Sorry. That was a terrible joke. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, man. I was not expecting that. That was solid gold. Good job, Ian. Gold star.
Thanks.
Now it's time for the feature character of the week.
Feature character of the week.
This week, brought to you by Steamy Coronets. Hey, are you a
coronet?
Coronets.
Like a miniature crown?
Yes.
Why?
So if you're a princeling of a small, cold Arctic nation, get a steamy coronet. It's guaranteed to keep every monarch nice and comfy. Steamy coronets.
I feel super underprepared for steamy coronets. I don't know how to segue for that. Do you have an adult scene with Joffrey in the next Game of Thrones? He'll be wearing a steamy coronet?
Not bad.
Oh, Stevie Cornette's bringing you, you guessed it, everybody's third favorite symbiote, Carnage. Carnage is a red, black, and green. His red power costs 7. It's called Symbiote Scythes. It deals 603 damage to the target and 320 damage to all other allies and enemies. As he levels up, more damage to both. We've got a new element in this where I get my information from now includes the fact that championing is a thing. So, one day, with symbiote size, Carnage hopes to do 4,903 damage to his enemy and 1,808 damage to everybody else. And then, many days down the road from there, at champion 5 level, he hopes to do 7,017 damage to his enemy and 2,588 damage to everybody else, enemy and ally on the screen. His second power is a passive. It's called Alien Instincts. It's black. Whenever a power is fired, Carnage creates 2 friendly strength 47 attack tiles and 2 enemy strength 46 attack tiles.
And makes the most annoying noise in all of Marvel.
Apparently it does. I guess still got my stuff.
Man. Especially since I put him in the same team with Kamala Khan. So it's, you know, ding! Ding!
I think that's funny because it's very similarly suspicious to the noise that you make when the developers nerf Venom.
That's correct. It's the same noise. I said it was really annoying.
As he goes up in levels, the friendly attack tile goes up in strength, and the enemy appears to stay the same. So, when he is a big boy, he is making 137 strength friendly attack tiles, and the enemies are 90. When he is the biggest boy he can be, he is doing 197 friendly attack tiles, and the enemy strengths are 129. And lastly but not leastly, his green power, O'Doyle rules. Carnage rules. It costs 11 green AP. He destroys 6 random tiles and deals 228 additional damage for every special tile destroyed in this way. This does not generate AP. Let's see. As he grows up in levels, he destroys 8 random tiles, 10 random tiles, 12 random tiles, and deals an additional 283 damage per, then 16 random tiles and 328 per at max level. He is blowing up 16 tiles. He is destroying, he is causing you 651 per special tile destroyed. And when he is championed to the max, he is destroying 16 tiles and causing you 932 points of damage per special tile destroyed. I don't know. He seems complex and you could go a lot of different ways with him. I don't have any Carnage covers as we've discussed. So taking a look at my hard copy here, I'm going to have to assume that you go 5-4-4. Because green seems like it relies on black to have special tiles on the board to cause damage. So I can't see one of those really being higher than the other. Actually, I guess because you're not putting any more out as black goes up. So I guess you could do 5-3-5. Someone tell me more.
I think I'm going to run mine at 3-5-5 once I can. Because, man, okay, symbiote size wrecking your own team is really annoying.
I bet.
But yeah, my current one is at, just the covers I got, mine's at 5-3-2.
Right, so, and that works, like you said, that works out great for you during Crash of the Titans, but all other times it's sad.
Yeah, so when I do play him, I usually throw Kamala Khan in there, so at least I'm getting some of the healing back from the damage he's doing.
Absolutely.
And then I like to throw in Doc Ock with them, so that he can also shuffle the board and blow away special tiles with manipulation.
Sure.
And that causes damage, so that's usually my threesome there.
That overlap, though, I mean, they're both destroying the you're going to have to be fighting somebody who puts out a lot of tiles for those to be really effective.
Yeah, they really stack up on you quick, though. You can get a whole board full of tiles real fast from Carnage fights.
Well, I guess that's true.
And since you're giving the enemy team tiles as Carnage, every time you destroy enemy special tiles, Doc Ock's going to help you out there as well, right? He throws out 2 attack tiles. So I could see that working really well. You're kind of throwing out the fodder so that you can just throw it back in.
Absolutely.
Your
and he's another guy who, when he shuffles the board, he blows up any special tiles and deals damage to the enemy.
Yeah,
I like where you're going with this.
Right. So, you blow some up, but then you immediately get them back, because, you fired a power. So here's some more. And some healing, because Malakon's standing there doing some healing. So.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I like that threesome.
It makes sense then that Doc Ock's reward when you reach level 183 is a Carnage cover.
Oh, is it really?
Sure.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
Well, yeah, there you have it then. So that's our featured character of the week, Carnage, brought to you by Steamy Coronets. Steamy Coronets for when you just can't wait to be king and then your dad is ironically trampled by wildebeests.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Steamy Coronets is hard.
Well, I just don't know that you need a Steamy Coronet if your father's been killed by a wildebeest. I mean, really, those only occur in, warm latitudes. So what are you doing wearing a Steamy Coronet?
Well, it's steaming because you're just so frustrated with what your uncle did to your dad.
Oh, sure. Oh, right. Lion King, now I'm on board.
You thought
I was like, but if my dad's been killed by a wildebeest, clearly I'm in Africa. That is
my goodness.
But I'm so angry that maybe steam's pouring out of my ears. Maybe that goes with it too.
I should have sang I Just Can't Wait to Be King.
You should have sung Hakuna Matata and I'd have been totally on board.
Oh my goodness. Sorry, singing's kind of your specialty. I didn't want to although it starts to creep its way into my head.
Man.
That's all we got.
Okay. All right.
You actually made it through that section without singing about Cletus the Slackjawed Yokel?
We got it all out last time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Man.
Before we move too far away from Carnage, I just wanted to say that what I hear people use them for, I don't have them covered well enough for it, is a great PvP defensive team.
Yeah.
There's somebody recently on the Alliance Facebook that was saying they lost almost no points in the simulator just because people don't want to fight Carnage. So
right. As a matter of fact, I think it might have been on this very show. Someone was telling me that their break team was Team Gene, Kamala Khan, and Carnage and get skipped almost all the time.
Yeah,
was that FAHQ?
Right.
78? Oh, it could have been
Dave, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds plausible. Yeah, that's a ticket. All right.
That's the reason of Carnage.
Right, absolutely.
All right. Dying on the Vine. This week brought to you by Town Talk with George, bringing you all the mysteries of Al Capone's glove box. Hey, here's a hint at what's inside. Roadmaps! Town Talk with George. Check your local listings. Who wants to go first with their vine?
Is there anybody that's filled with boredom?
Mine is filled with boredom.
Yeah, so is mine. So.
All right, you goo, start.
I have nothing actually dying on the vine. I have a whole bunch of 2 stars that I am saving up on the just in case I'm going to sell someone. I have no actual covers that I'm waiting to, like no 4 stars, nothing, right. Nothing waiting. So
gotcha.
There you go. Boring as usual.
Yeah, all I've got in mind currently is 3 2-star Captain Marvel yellow covers, because I've been trying to get her re-championed again, and I sold off 4 of these yesterday, because at one point this week I had 7 of her yellow covers.
Wow.
All yellow.
And they're every time I get a cover for her, it's been yellow recently, because right now I have her at 255, so if I can manage to get 1 red to re-champion her, I'll be excited. Oh, and here's in news I forgot to mention earlier. So I broke down and spent CP just to give a 3-star character a power.
What?
Whoa.
Because
that's crazy.
Yeah, I could not take the fact that I did not have... I had a sentry.
I can't believe you said sentry.
What?
But he was my last 3-star that needed to be champed.
I still can't believe it.
So I spent the 20 CP to buy that last cover. I then had a cover to champion. So it let me spend 20 CP... to get a latest Legends token, effectively.
I
didn't feel that bad about it, because I'm like, I get a latest Legends token. It's all good.
Unfortunately, I can't argue with that, but...
Me neither. I want to.
Yeah, I do too, but it seems the logic is there.
So my sentry's now at level 168.
Cool.
I guess.
Yeah. Rick, what's your vine looking like?
Littered and filthy with 2 stars I'm waiting to champion.
Oh, all
right. I was at, the other day I was at, I think, 58, and they were mostly 2 stars.
Good
and
Lord.
Then I finally decided to re-champion Fishnets and sold everything that was expiring in less than 6 days, because that's how long it typically takes me comfortably to get a 2-star to champion level. I got some 3-star Spider-Man that he may get championed, he may get sold. I've had to sell a couple black Iron Man Hulkbusters because I need anything but black for him, and that's all I get is black. And
ouch.
Then just recently, a couple days ago, I got a yellow Kingpin. I need 1 purple for him before he can be championed. So it probably won't happen, but who knows? Maybe I'll get a purple Kingpin, and that one won't get sold in 12 days. That's the end of Vision, and I'm going to end up with more Vision probably at the end of Rocket and Groot, but I don't plan on championing him anytime soon.
Oh, wait, really?
Not for any other reason than I'm spending all my ISO in 2-stars, because I want to get them in that closed ecosystem I talked about. Once I get them all championed again, I feel like I can ignore them for the most part. So I'm kind of not championing. I want to finish my 3-stars, but I want to move up. I want to go 2-3 and then start leveling 4s.
Right.
Sure. Understood.
I'm just always going to be a proponent of Vision, because nobody else is.
Sure.
I like him okay. I never got to use him when he was broken.
He was so good when he was broken.
Yeah. He suffers from the same thing that a lot of red, black, yellows suffer from, is that there's a lot of red, blue, yellows that just have a use over Vision. You know, that it's hard to choose Vision when I can choose Battery Man.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. If you're going for a hard fight, I completely agree. I have a tendency to use Vision with the lower-end fights so that my high-end people are completely healthy when I need them. I definitely don't use him as an A-team, but I think he's great when he's champion. So.
See, if either he's boosted or Battery Man's boosted, I end up using him and Battery Man and Kamala Khan together a lot.
That's a good team.
That is a really good team.
Because, man, you can just keep laying down those heavy fists.
Yeah,
you could go into that with low health if you can get that yellow off quickly and end up just healing back up and not spending health packs.
Yeah, it's real nice. I mean, because you don't get much green out of the battery, but you do get enough green and purple that you know you can usually get Kamala Khan, you know, double fist punch at the same time.
Right.
So if
Embiggen the bash,
yeah, because Embiggen's the man.
Right.
So
My vine comes with a backstory and then a question for everybody. So I've reached a point where I would like to stop focusing on my 3 stars and start focusing on my 4 stars. With this last round of champion... Gosh darn it. With this last round of elevating everybody's level beyond the maximum, I really was down to just wanting to champion 3-star Bullseye and then call it a day.
Right.
And so my question would be then, how many covers of the same character can die on your vine before you have to break down and champion them?
As many covers of Sentry and Ragnarok I've gotten in the 933 days I've been playing the game.
Okay, so for there, unlimited. That's fair. Yeah. Craig, Ray?
I don't know. I think I need more information.
I have 6 Spider-Man covers on my vine, and that's all.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I had 7 Punisher, and I championed him just because I had 7, and it just seemed too good to not do.
That's where I am, and I want to know what that number is, because I really am not that interested in ever using 3-star Spider-Man. I don't really care if he gets championed or not, but those covers, there's so many. Yeah, I got 3 of them out of the Sentry event. I got 1 of them from Deadpool. I opened 2 of them out of Taco Tokens, and I'm just looking at them like, why are these here? What am I going to do with them? So do I continue to start my 4-star transition, or do I go ahead and take a slight detour and champion Spider-Man?
So you have him, I just pulled up, according to this, he's at level 102.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a decent chunk of ISO.
Yeah, we're saying it'll probably take about 100,000 plus however much it takes to champion a 3-star.
Right. I can't encourage you to do it. He's an all-around decent utility character, but you have a really nice, solid 3-star roster.
Yeah.
There is no need for you to have him at all.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's where I'm going. It doesn't matter yet.
Yeah. Sure.
I don't know. I don't know that there is a cover cutoff.
That, right. So your advice is take the 3,000 ISO and call it a day.
Well, do you have... I guess it depends. Do you have 4-stars who are looking for ISO?
No, I mean, only if they need a boost for Crash of the Titans.
Right.
And no one's coming up urgently. But, I mean, you know, now's as good a time as any to start really stockpiling. Now that ISO is coming more frequently, you know, from all different sources, you know, stockpiling it now to start the, you know, 4-star transition down the road, you know, could be a wise step.
I mean, the argument is if you do have him championed, then you are able to get the CP and hero points from his champion levels.
Right, right. And as I get his covers in the future, they will, you know, I can invest them in him instead of just 500 ISO here and there.
Until you get a 4-star that you're ready to, like, really boost,
yep.
I don't see any reason to not argue the other way. That's why I'm so torn. Is, you know, you can still bring him up, get him championed, and get those extra rewards every time you get a cover. I mean, that's what I did.
Okay, that's fair. I'll tune in next week to see what I decide.
So I gave you advice both ways.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
My first piece of advice was to do not what I did. So, I don't know.
All right.
Well, as much as I joked about Sentry and Ragnarok, for all of those reasons, I want to eventually champion all my 3s. Just because when I get those tokens, I like hitting that add level button and seeing what my reward is. That's more fun than just selling them for the straight 500.
Yep.
And then every once in a while you get your 4-star or you get your CP, and maybe it's that 2 or 3 CP you needed to spend on a token or whatever it may be. So at the end of the day, I want to have all my 3-stars championed. I don't have Spider-Man right now, but he'll get there one day.
Reasonable. All right. We are reaching critical mass for this show. So I got a red Hulk, and I got a yellow Kingpin. Did anybody else get anything memorable or noteworthy?
I did, in fact. I got 20 CP. I currently have 0 because I purchased a classic token. And I pulled a 5-star Old Man Logan Black.
Nice.
Good deal.
Fantastic.
So I have him at 200 now.
Right.
So you're telling me you got nothing to open here in this next segment?
Of course I do. That was my CP. I spend my CP when I get it. I also champion Nick Fury. So
I've got a legendary token.
Okay.
What'd you get?
I
don't think I opened anything this week. Did I send you guys a random text saying
no.
that I did?
No, you definitely did not. Okay. That's just why I was suspicious. But
I don't recall anything happening except, like I said, I spent 20 CP to get that last sentry power so I could champion him.
Right.
What'd you get out of that token?
I have not opened it yet.
Oh, you haven't opened it yet.
I'll be opening it shortly.
I got a second or third Star-Lord from winning the thing Crash of the Titans.
Oh, nice.
And my wife always pops my taco tokens and my legendary tokens, for that matter. But the taco token today got me the X-23 that was in my vault, purple X-23.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That's a character I really, really want to get leveled because she looks like she's fun, even though she's not top tier. And I am at a whopping, 102 on her. I just can't get those covers. So it was nice getting one of those.
Cool. All right. I'm ready.
Hit it.
I'm doing it. Here we go. This is a latest legend token, and I will be opening a... Oh, so long. A 4-star. You guessed it. Punisher to the max, green, merciless charge.
That's good. I like Punisher to the max.
I do, too.
I want to get him covered, too.
Do you have him?
Who, me? Yes.
Okay.
I have him...
Oh, yeah, you have him at a 0-2-1.
Now I have him at a 0-3-1. Boom!
Yeah!
Woohoo!
All right, I'm hitting mine.
All right, do it.
So, it is the latest Legends token, like I said, from Nick Fury. It is a 4-star.
Winter Soldier.
No.
Oh.
But it is a 4-star Ghost Rider Hellfire.
Ooh.
Red.
So all right. He's coming.
I'm a big fan of his. I have no idea where I've got him, but I'll take a red. That's nice.
Pen and Stare would have been a little bit nicer to use tomorrow.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I'm not going to complain about any Ghost Rider, though.
Yeah, it's true. True story. Rick, I don't know if you want to participate or not.
Yeah, I've been stockpiling my CP since I got the word that I'd be on. I've got 3 to open if you'll
give
me time to do it. All right, first one. Spending 20. I gotta say, it was tempting to spend the 25 for Hulk, but I'm not gonna. Alright, so we got a 4-star. Oh, it's a red Hulk and it's a green. I need that. Let's see, second one, another 4-star. Oh, and it's the Moon Knight, another green. I have 4 now.
Jealous.
Yeah, I'll find out after. And the last one's another 4-star. Also a Punisher to the max. This one's the black. So let's see where those three characters are now. Let me add them real quick. Let's see. That'll bring the Red Hulk to a 2-4-2, which is good. If I'm going to have a power 4, I want it to be green.
Yeah.
Moon Knight is at 1-1-4.
Wow.
The green power is devastating, too. It's now going to do 4,000 damage at level, is it like 78 or something?
Nice.
And Punisher, that was my 5th black Punisher, so he's now at 5-1-1.
Wow.
So hopefully I won't get any more of those for a little while, but that puts him in good shape, too.
All right. Good deal. All right, I've got
my Ghost Rider is now up to a 1-3-3, so I consider that pretty presentable.
Yeah, I agree.
A 3 Pen and Stare will do what you need it to, especially with Crash of the Titans.
Yeah, that gets
that's what I'm hoping.
That gets you 100%, if I remember right. All right, I've got 2 legendary tokens, latest legends.
Do it! I need to see this black Amadeus Cho cover.
One from the Crash of the Titans and one from Sentry event there. So.
Oh, right.
All right, so first one, it's 4-star. It is a red Hulkbuster. Oh, boy, that means I need to champion Hulkbuster. Holy smokes, I ain't got that kind of ISO.
Yeah, you have him at a 3-5-5.
Yeah. All right, apparently I'm going to be doing nothing but dumping ISO for the next 14 days in the Hulkbuster. Okay.
You'll be glad once you get there, though.
The next one is also a 4-star. It's yet again another Electra cover. So I can add that to my Electra.
Yeah.
Which gets her up to level 275.
Oh, I forgot you have her champion. That's a good
deal. I do. So she is by far my highest level character. What's that?
Did you get a decent reward for adding that level?
I got some hero points.
It's decent.
Yeah, you always need those.
Yeah, so let me look at my Hulkbuster and see what kind of crazy ISO I'm looking at here.
Yeah, you have him at 185 right now, so he's already on his way, but...
Well, yeah, it's...
You'll need like a 250,000 ISO.
Oh, keep going. It's 245,000 to get to level 262.
Yeah, that's like a 250,000.
Well, then I'm still going to get to level 70 after that.
Plus another 12.5, yeah.
And then I'm going to have to champion him, so it's going to be 275 probably in that ballpark.
What level is he at now? I have this
185.
185. So just to get him to max level, you're looking at 277,813, 277,000.
Oh, plus 12,000.
Plus 12,000. So you're looking at like 300, almost 300.
I have 170 right now.
Oh, you got it.
So I'm more than halfway there. So
you can do it.
I'll be selling off everything to get. I'm hoping at some point then maybe I'll get hopefully one of my two stars will max. Because I have OBW at 141 and Hawkeye at 140. So if I run into a few covers for them and they get to 144, I'll dump them for an ISO boost. So hopefully that will happen in the next 2 weeks. I'll report back next week and see how far I've gotten.
Sure.
Nah, I think you can make it. With the ISO boosted the way it is, you're making 5,700 a day minimum. Yeah, it's doable.
Of course, we're going to end up getting these Melonhead covers, and then what am I going to do with those? Because...
Is that going to max him out, too?
Let me find my melon head here.
He's at level 94.
Yeah. Well, I don't ever need to bump him up. I have him at 243, so if we get all the covers, he'll be okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
So I'll
get
him
at, if we get all the covers, I'll have him at 354, so that's good. I don't have to worry about losing anything for him, so that's good times.
There you go. Well done, everyone.
No Hulk, though. Still sad.
Yeah.
And no yellow old man hateful.
Right.
All right, so that's the opening of the Legendary Tokens brought to you by this guy, because no one else has sponsored it yet. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
It's called the Soon-to-Be-Named Network. It can be found at soon-to-be-named-network.com. It's got a lot of great podcasts on it, like the Long Box Heroes comic book podcast starring Leonard and Todd. They also do Long Box Heroes After Dark. We've got the live YouTube show, the Fresher in Parlance show. We've got the often recorded but rarely released Prodigal Sons podcast. We have the Star Trek The Next Generation companion show, The Prime Defective. We've got Podvocacy, the pop culture show. We've got The Profane Arguments, our atheist-themed podcast. And, I did it again. Good job, me. Check us out. We're also the Puzzle Warriors. Puzzle Warriors 3, Puzzle Warriors. No more talking. That's it. Soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com as well.
Yes.
All right.
So every time you do this segment on the show, I think about the time you guys realized how many of your podcasts start with the letter P. And just now, as I'm having this thought again, I'm wondering if it should then be the soon-to-be-named podcast network instead of...
No.
Sad trombone. It was good, though. I kind of liked it.
Then we'd have to have the Pong Box Heroes or something. I don't know.
Right. The Parlance and Fresher show.
Well, that you could do easy, but...
Yeah,
it's an easy fix.
I don't know what comic book thing would start with P that we can convince Leonard he's got to rename his show after.
And then you could very easily add a Pokemon Go podcast that already starts with P.
No. No.
It sounds fun, but I don't got time for that sort of thing, and I don't really know how to play that game that well.
It gets me walking.
Yeah.
Reasonable.
That's what I like about it, is it hides exercise for Americans into a game, and they don't know that they're actually doing something.
So, hey, if you've, I wanted to mention, if you've listened to this podcast this long, then you're really interested in this game. And if you're really interested in this game, it looks like either the Puzzle Warriors or the Long Box Heroes, our brother alliance, may be looking for new members soon. We've had a couple people move on, one for real life reasons, and another because apparently Pokemon was just too much. But in any case, if you are interested, drop us a note. Let us know your, what do we need? We need your MPQ name and some contact information. You can message me, put it either on Reddit, go to our contacts page on puzzlewarriors3.com, or if you want to find LF Chikarison on Reddit, I'm thinking he's going to be posting something if he hasn't already. So if you're interested in joining an alliance, the Long Box Heroes, they are looking for PvP commitment. I think the goal might be up to 5,500 a season. It is... definitely 5,000, if not 5,500. So they're looking for some competitors there. If you're looking to just join a less competitive, casual team, the Puzzle Warriors might have an opening as well. So let us know.
Hey, it's a little bit interesting.
Anthony and WR just means you. You had expressed vague interest in joining our alliance. Hey, we might have a spot. Give us a yell.
Right. And I'm curious about these departures, so... If this show ever ends, Ray, you'll have to fill me in.
Shout out to our one listener who likes the really, really long shows.
At least two. I like the long ones. We'll see whether or not I can stand my own voice long enough to get through this one. But
oh, you're still going to listen to it? Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on how long it takes me to get tired of my own voice.
Yeah, because I don't listen to our show, and then it weirds me out when my wife listens to our show, and I'm like, eh, and I usually leave the room.
See, now I'm going to intentionally make the show longer. I forgot about a listener comment. I had a road trip this weekend, and my wife listened to the show for the first time. I played it in the car because she was trapped. Her comments, I don't know if they, this first one, you could take it as good, you could take it as bad, I don't know. She was like, oh, you and Craig sound great, but I didn't know that you had Christian Bale as Batman being a guest host. So there you go, Ray. In Kelly's world, you sound like Christian Bale doing Batman.
I don't know what you mean.
Other than that, she said that she wishes Craig would use the word retard less. She finds it really offensive.
Wow, apparently I didn't even know I did, so there you go.
So there it is. That's our 5-star review for my wife. Ray has a husky voice, and Craig says retard too often.
If we go back and count, you've probably just said it now more times than I have.
I mean, said what? Retard? Yeah, hopefully she will never listen to another episode.
Okay. Right. Finally, I think that's it.
Seriously,
I think we've covered everything and anything. So that's
seriously,
all we
get me
got.
To bed.
Yeah. As always, thank everybody for joining us. Noble Browncoat, thank you so much for coming on this week.
Woo!
Thank you for having me. Since I listened to the first episode, I was hoping to make this happen, and somehow I did it, so thank you very much.
If we ever convince my wife to ever not work again, we can maybe get another trip out to the Jersey Shore. And maybe,
yeah,
maybe,
actually
maybe
buy
find
you a drink
again.
This time.
Yeah, I'm not coming. Give my drink to one of them.
Well, no, all right, so the one time a year where I'm allowed to take Ian somewhere without his wife, we will find you.
All right. Yeah, I'm back in.
Unfortunately, well, I don't know, when did we do the last guys' weekend?
Super Bowl Sunday. Oh, the last one, the one down to AC, the Super Bowl
that was
Sunday.
That was this year, so, and we went to Philly, so we're going to have to wait 2 more years. So April 2018, we'll give you a call.
Hopefully we can make Atlantic City sometime before then. She can take Owen to the beach. It's summer.
Nice. Not happening.
Oh.
No right. Dice.
All right, fine. As always, check for any updates on the show, puzzlewarriors3.com. You can listen to the show there. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Stitcher. You can get it on Podomatic, wherever your podcast dreams come true. Find us there. Oh, speaking of which, on Reddit, sad listeners, I was sad. There was a whole post on Reddit of where everyone made comments about their favorite podcasts. We were not mentioned.
I missed that post. I would have mentioned you.
Oh, man, that would have been nice. But I read it the other night, and I actually texted Ray and Ian said, oh, we're not mentioned.
That's and yet you okay. didn't mention it.
Well, no, right? that's self-aggrandizing to mention myself. That's just not cool.
You should totally should go down there and be like, hey, I hear those Puzzle Warrior guys are great.
But, man, if I look on that list, people love Joe Rogan.
They do.
Have you listened to his podcast? It's not bad.
Is it better than when he does MMA and he just tells me the same things over and over and over again?
Probably. Yeah. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
It's his actually kind of entertaining. Hilarious. And a side fact that I've heard is that he and whoever he has as a guest smoke a little before they start recording.
Oh, well, there you go.
Sounds so like something they would do, too.
Yeah.
The only thing I've heard from the Joe Rogan podcast is Bert Kreischer's I Am the Machine story. I won't go into the details, we've been on long enough, but go ahead and just look that up on YouTube. Someone animated it South Park style. Bert Kreischer has this great story about why he is called the Machine, and it's worth listening to.
All right.
Cool.
Comments, suggestions, gripes, complaints. You love to destroy Venom and you tell me I'm an idiot. Those are all fine. You can contact us via our website using the Discuss feature, or you can leave us a comment on the D3 forums or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner off our webpage, buy something there. We get a few pennies out of that to pay the bills. Or you can become one of our super sweet patrons, even if your name is Jeff or not Jeff. We take all people now, not just Jeff's. you can become a patron and appear on this show. You could do that.
Yeah, or, just like the noblest of brown coats.
You could.
It's worthwhile.
Or you could sponsor one of our segments, like Reward of the Week, opening the legendary tokens, listener comments, what have you.
Give us money.
It pays the bandwidth cost because, you know, bandwidth is expensive.
Right.
But that's all we got this week. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, don't get your fashion advice from One-Eyed Willie. Good night.
Oh, bye, friends.
Good night.
I showed my wife that clue, and she was trying to think of Marvel characters whose name were Dick.
Really overdid it on the sausage pizza tonight. Speaking of voting for Johnson.
Yeah, you always take too much sausage.
I know. That's what she said.